The situation with farmers in parts of Punjab, Haryana, and indeed on the outskirts of the national capital region remains a source of huge concern. The demands by the farmers have not been met by the government, which came up with the counter proposal. That's not been accepted by the farmers. But the entire issue of minimum support price is at one level confusing. It is deeply complicated. There are several opinions about just what the government can or should do versus what the farmers believe essentially needs to be done. To get a better idea of what some of the key issues are, I spoke to Ramesh Chand of the Niti Aayog and Mr. P. Sainath, one of India's finest journalists looking at the entire field of agriculture and ecology. Thank you both very much for being with us. Let me go across first to Ramesh Chand. Mr. Chand, is MSP, minimum support price, for all crops essentially unaffordable?
All crops means at present we have MSP for 23 crops. In fact, in India, we have more than 100 crops. So I will not say that we should go for MSP for all those more than 100 crops, but the crops for which MSP is declared, I feel that it is doable in case of those 23 crops, provided we do not attach strings to MSP.
I'm sorry, sir, provided we do not attach what specifically?
Provided we do not attach a sort of conditionalities to MSP, that MSP must be 50% more than A2 plus FL or above C2. If we do not stick to those kind of conditions and give some leeways to the philosophy behind MSP, then it is doable with collaboration of central government as well as state government. I can further explain it why I said central and state governments, but I feel your basic question, I feel it is doable.
But sir, in other words, the Swaminathan committee formula, in your opinion, should not be followed?
Swaminathan committee report, there is some ambiguity. That report says that the margin paid to farmer should be 50% of cost. Now, everybody is interpreting cost in his her own way. The present system is that 50% margin on paid out cost plus imputed cost of family labor. But farmer leaders are saying that this should not be paid out cost and family labor alone. This should be cost C2, which also include rent on own land and also interest on fixed capital. The margin should be calculated on that. Vishnu, I feel that any recommendation of any report should not be taken as a gospel truth. We should discuss this, we should look for reason, and we should see where there is a need and justification to accept it, where there is need to change it. So if there is a time, I can go into those details.
The other key question is MSP for all crops essentially impossible to implement?
I will say that Dr. Swaminathan, he was very sympathetic to farmer. He wanted that income of farmer should be raised. These were the genuine concerns which he had. But when government wanted to adopt this recommendation of Dr. Swaminathan, we organized a meeting in Niti Aayog with Ministry of Agriculture. And Dr. Swaminathan obliged us. He came and we discussed all those things. There was no rationale found for two things. First thing is that why the margin should be 50%? Why it should not be 20%? Why it should not be 70%? Like if you look at methodology for cost of cultivation, for every small thing, there is a logic given. There is some reason mentioned that how you calculate value of farmer's own family, how you calculate value of farmer's own bullock labor. So a comprehensive, objective, transparent criteria exists. If you just say 50%, it becomes a wish. So it must be supported by the reasons that why it should be 50%, why it should not be any other figure. This was the first thing which we wanted to clear with Dr. Swaminathan when we had that meeting on 1st July 2017 here in Niti Aayog. The second issue was that when we provide margins, you know all these things, that margin is given on the cost incurred by producers. Margin is given on cost and investment. Margin is not given on the costs which are not incurred by the farmers. So there are items in the cost like rental value of own land, like value of own family labor, farmers' own time spent on farming. They are important costs. They must be covered by MSP. But there is no justification to provide margin over and above those costs. So these were the two issues which we discussed with Swaminathan Sahab. Neither his report, and I'm saying it with all due respect, nor Dr. Swaminathan in that meeting provided any rationale to do these two things. But he just mentioned that farming is a life-giving profession. It is giving life to all of us. It should not become a life-taking profession. Farmers sure. are committing suicide. So he just expressed that concern, but no rational
Right, sir. Understood.
Will an MSP to ensure crop diversification in turn ensure that water tables, which are a huge problem, of course, in Punjab, will be protected?
We are taking very narrow view of diversification, like we are looking at diversification within MSP crops. As I mentioned to you, there are dozens of fruit and vegetable crops which are high value crop. They are also part of diversification. It depends upon the purpose for which you want to do diversification. If you diversify toward high value crops, then you will just find that their productivity is 4 to 5 times the productivity of MSP crops. That is what Andhra is doing. Andhra now has almost same level of productivity as Punjab, but growth rate of crop sector is more than 10 times the growth rate of Punjab, because they are diversifying away from cereals, away from MSP crops, toward the crop which are driven by demand. So this diversification doesn't mean that you diversify only toward coarse grain, pulses and oilseeds. You have several other options also. The reason which is more relevant in case of Punjab is said to be over-exploitation of water. We should not, we cannot deal with it only from output side. We should also look at the input side. As long as Punjab is not replacing free power with the DVT for that power, you will find that rice will continue to have edge over other crops, because this is the most intensive water crops. So that's why in my paper I have been suggesting that simultaneously we should do two things: develop an alternative, but also replace free power with whatever subsidy goes in power you give to farmers on per acre basis, per 2 well basis, but please use meter supply. Only then you will find that substantive impact on water table will happen.
Well, joining us now, Mr. P. Sainath, thanks very much for being with us. The same question which I asked Mr. Chand, because it is really at the heart of this entire issue, is MSP for all crops 23 to begin with essentially unaffordable?
No. And it's the opposition to it is based on a lot of mythification and sleight of hand stuff. Vishnu, I want to show you something historically in this country. Any and every pro-poor program is attacked roundly as being unaffordable, leading to bankruptcy. 1982, the midday meal scheme of M.G. Ramachandran, MGR in Tamil Nadu, I remember as being a reporter just 2 years old at the time in the profession, front page cartoons and comments on the newspapers of the day about how, you know, cartoons of teachers being converted into babarchis, cooks and cleaners, saying that this is the worst possible thing that you could do and it's unaffordable. 3 years later, UNICEF was focusing on that as a model for the entire world. Okay? And which state in the country today does not do it? They started withdrawing from it in 91, and then the Supreme Court ordered that every state had to do it, that bring in place a midday meal scheme. The very next year, after MGR did that in 1982, in 1983, NTR, N.T. Rama Rao, brought the rice at 2 rupees a kilo. Oh man, just go back and look at the newspapers of the day. The shrill screaming, it'll bankrupt Andhra, it'll bankrupt India. You cannot do this. Within the next year, all the other states were vying and saying, we'll do it at 1 rupee 50 paise. It all went off, didn't it? I mean, it didn't. What happened finally? You still continued having huge stockpiles in your public distribution system. Third, you had what? The NREGS, it was supposed to be unaffordable. It was supposed to be bankrupting. It was, in fact, forcibly compressed to much smaller than it should have been. Vishnu, that National Rural Employment Guarantee saved your country from pure hell during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fourth, you had the NFSA, the National Food Security Act. Please go back and read the editorials by the same pundits, by the same doomsayers, unaffordable, ridiculous, shouldn't be considered. The same people had no problem when in April 2020, with 100 million tons surplus, the first decision of the present government was to allow conversion of an uncapped amount of rice into ethanol to make hand sanitizer, for people to use hand sanitizer who didn't have enough water to cleanse their hands. The first act before the 5 kilos free, before that, was to actually have a cabinet pass this rule that you could convert rice to ethanol to make hand sanitizer when a nation was going so hungry. Now this is also supposed to be unaffordable. The myths are based on three things. One, on basically wrong math. Two, on the assumption, many of them are using the assumption that the government is going to buy the entire production. That is not what the farmers are.
That's not the case.
That is not the case. Second, some of the products they're talking about, the market price at present is slightly higher than the MSP. What they're talking about is a legal guarantee. Let me, you know, in the cricket season, and I think both you and I are cricket lovers, let me give you one lovely tweet there was in 2021, which when our most iconic player of all time, his son did not find a buyer in the IPL and was taken by the Mumbai Indians at a minimum baseline price of 20 lakhs. A lot of people wrote in saying, this is what farmers are asking for, except that they're not asking for 20 lakhs. They're asking for a tiny fraction of the MSP that you used in the IPL. Okay. The third thing is that about the highly exaggerated, first of all, the other products, their production scale and output is nowhere in the realm that paddy and wheat are. Fourth, if you're talking about saying, let's do this, let's give five crops a contract MSP, what you're doing is actually shrinking the MSP basket. MSP is declared annually for 23 crops. The problem is that after declaring MSP, governments don't procure. Maharashtra, where I am, from the time of Vilasrav Deshmukh had this game, they would open procurement centers a week, 2 weeks later than they should, in which time the farmer was forced to sell to the private trader. Then they would open far fewer procurement centers than they should. So still a lot of the private traffic was on. Finally, they would close the procurement centers 10 days before the end of the season, so the late arrivals would also go to private trade. Even today, private trade corners most of what's happening. And MSP extends to only a limited number of farmers. The point should be not to kill MSP, but to expand it and make it available to all other farmers. And not just treat
sure.
them as Punjab and Haryana.
Now, members of the Niti Aayog say that they've explained to Dr. Swaminathan earlier on when they met him that the figure of 50% that he mentioned in his proposals on farm reform was random and was not based on anything definite, and that that number could be different. How would you respond to that?
You know what Dr. Chand suggested, but it's a complete untruth. I have known and worked with Dr. Swaminathan, and what the government that Dr. Chand speaks for has astonished me by giving Dr. Swaminathan a Bharat Ratna and destroying his life's work. Okay, I can tell you this about Professor M.S. Swaminathan. He would gladly have exchanged 1,000 Bharat Ratnas in return for accepting three of the main recommendations of the report. So, I mean, this is absolute. I know somebody told me, please look at what he actually said on record. Please look at the 6 volumes of 5 reports submitted first in 2004, December, last report in 2006, October, and killed by both governments. It's not just the current one. The UPA and the NDA both killed a report. To this day, 20 years later, you've not had 1 hour's dedicated discussion in Parliament. What are you afraid of? Come on to Parliament and explain why these prices don't work. Why don't you tell, don't the people have a right to see their MPs discuss and debate this problem? No, you never did that. But you say privately, Swaminathan told me. That doesn't wash. And as a journalist and a reporter, it won't wash with you either.
Well, that's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center.